This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a clip that I just saw in the break, and it's not really necessarily related to politics, but it appears that NBC is being accused of editing C.J. Stroud's post-game interview, and the part that they edited is cutting out him thanking his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to play these clips, and I want you guys to listen to it. And it does appear that they edited. Now, the person who's editing this could have edited that to make it look like an edit, but it's legitimately, I remember watching it live, but it's legitimately being argued that they did edit it out, which to me is kind of crazy, because if he said Allah Akbar, they'd have had it in there. Or if he said something about Joseph Smith to somebody, they'd have had it all in there. It kind of bothers me when people do stuff like that, because you know what? If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, there would be no United States of America. The people that came here were Christians. They created documents based on beliefs in God, not in the galaxies, in the universe. The universe is going to give back to you if you give to the universe. Shut the front door. The universe don't give up about you. God is the one that care about you. But you can, if it makes you feel better because you don't want to be religious because you want to sleep with who you want to sleep with and cuss all day and drink and gamble and you don't want nobody telling you nothing, then call it the galaxy then. That's fine. But God created this stuff. You know, I heard an argument online where a person was saying, well, God knew that there would be sin in the world and all this other stuff. And that's why God is God and we aren't God. We may not understand it in its totality, but God is a fair God. And a lot of this stuff do make sense in all fairness. God created a situation where he knew people were sinning. No, God created a situation where we have the impressionable, impressionable. We have the lifestyle of free choice. It's interesting because it's all freedom. We choose to do these things. God knows we're going to do them, but we still live a life of having free choice. Am I right? Am I wrong? Somebody can go out right now and commit a crime. God may not stop you from committing that crime, but you have to live with the fact that you made a conscious decision to do X, Y, Z. It's something that's absolutely incredible that God can create an environment, know the end from the beginning, but still give you free choice. I don't know how he do it, but he did it. Because there is nobody that can tell me that there isn't a God. Look at your surroundings if you don't live in a Democrat-run city. If you do, go to a red state. And then look at your surroundings, and you will see how beautiful the world is. And ask yourself this question. Why does a human being perceive that that's beautiful? Why is it when you look up in the sky, you think that the clouds and the blue skies are beautiful? what evolutionary purpose does it have for you to somehow perceive that that's beautiful? You can't go up there. You fly up there. You can't breathe. You'll freeze to death. So why does it appear beautiful to people? That's because God has created us to observe and see the beauty in the things that he created. The creature can acknowledge the creator by seeing the creation. All right. Nobody can tell me nothing about speaking in tongues either. I spoke in tongues at Emmanuel Grace Apostolic Church, and ain't nobody can tell me that that was not God who did that. And you can believe in the atmosphere and the stars and astrology and all that all you want, but at the end of the day, God is real. And the reason that you live in this place that's free and you got all these freedoms and you can pretty much be what you want to be if you make good decisions is because of God and people who believed in Jesus Christ. Not because of Buddha, not because of Allah, not because of anybody else. It's because these people believed in Jesus Christ. That's how you got these laws that are on the book that are fair. That's how you get a process that's reasonable and fair in a constitutional republic that don't exist around the world. Most places are not like America. We didn't get this because we believed in Buddha and Hinduism. And I ain't no shout out to y'all. They want to believe in what you want to believe in. But that ain't how you got here. Anyway, I want to play the clip of the young man, Stroud, the quarterback from the Houston Texans. The first clip, well, it's a clip side by side. It's hard for you to interpret it potentially because you can't see it. But they're going to play a clip of the original and then the edited, and then the original and then the edit. So it's going to vacillate back and forth between the original and the edit. So you're going to hear him say something, and then you're going to hear him say it again. And that's the original is the first time you hear it. The second time is the edited. I mean, the first one is edited. The second one is original. I'm sorry, it's reversed. The first one is the edited one, and then they'll go back and play the original. Roll the clip.
In your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you, what does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been. But
first and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing.
So it appears that they cut out that first part. I want to give respect to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's funny because you guys acknowledge the player's talent and ability, and you're stupid enough to ask them a question of how did they get here and what do they feel, and they're telling you that it's because of the Lord and Savior, and y'all want to blur that out. You think that young man's just making this up? You think that he... Stroud knows that he got here because of God being on his side and him trusting in God. That's how he got here. He would know, wouldn't he? All them college football workouts through injuries, growing up, talent and training and all these things that he's done, being able to be drafted in the first round to an incredible team. He know what's going on. Y'all love to watch him play football, but you don't want to know the behind the scenes. You think it's not valuable to know how this boy is acting the way he's acting and what has driven him to be to that point? If he said he wanted to worship his Lord and Savior, the devil, they wouldn't have taken that off the radio. If he was boastful and worshiping himself, they would love that. Make him look like a dumb idiot instead of letting the boy espouse the things that he believe in. Now, I would admit, somebody could edit the edit and make it look like something it wasn't. But I'm not shocked because when that one tight end, I forget his name now, he was on TV talking about Jesus Christ, they lost the feed. And I have lost the feed before. And I don't look like they look when they lost the feed. They look like they anticipated on losing the feed. She go, oh, the feed is lost. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so messed up. Man, if you lose the feed, you're like, hey, you there? Like, is this working? That's what most people would do if they actually lost the feed. Not be like, at the same time the feed goes, oh, we lost the feed. To me, and it's funny they lost the feed when he started talking about Jesus Christ. Come on. It's weird to me. I don't know why people are so bent out of shape. We live in a Christian nation. Why are you so bent out of shape? People talking about Jesus. One thing is because I think these people are devils. They've been in and probably going to go to hell. So it's their last, the death gurgle. of them in their last leg before they lose it all. They got to give some rumble and mumble about Jesus Christ. It says that Trump goes off on Nikki Haley in a racially charged rant ahead of the ex-South Carolina governor's must-win New Hampshire primary. Do we have that clip? Do we have that clip of that racially charged thing that is alleged on this New York Post? Okay. Oh, it's on. It's a read. Okay. It says Donald Trump, President Donald Trump turns on the 2024 GOP rival Nikki Haley late Tuesday and early Wednesday with less than a week to go before many observers see a must-win New Hampshire primary for the former South Carolina governor. Anyone listening to Nikki Nimrata? Haley's whacked out speech last night would think that she won the Iowa primary. She didn't. Trump posted on Truth Social. It says Nikki came in a distant third. Haley's full name is Nimrata Nikki Haley. Yeah, interesting. I didn't even know that. And her critics have often used her given first name to draw unflattering attention to her Indian heritage, which is interesting because I feel like she don't really represent Indian stuff. She's like a white lady. Maybe that's us projecting that on her. Maybe she live a life of Indian heritage. She said that she would never run against me. He was a great president and she would follow her own advice. Now she's stuck with weak policies and very strong MAGA base.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi.
This is Chuck Penny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Unapologetically Christian and 1,000% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I got a clip of Nikki Haley and her statements about being pro-life. I want to play it because I want to give her the proper credit because I was bashing her a little bit. She's still lukewarm on it. To me, but I was kind of getting on the head a little bit. But I want to play her clip on her abortion stance so that we do it in fairness and transparency to her, because it don't matter if I like her or not. I still want to represent her points with facts. So let's roll Nikki Haley's clip on her abortion stance.
You know, I've said it before. I think you have to be honest with the American people. This is a personal issue for every woman and every man. I am unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband Michael was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children. So I'm surrounded by blessings. Having said that, when you look post-Roe, a wrong was made right. They took it out of the hands of unelected justices and they put it in the hands of the people. And now we're seeing states vote. And what I'll tell you is, as much as I'm pro-life, I don't judge anyone for being pro-choice, and I don't want them to judge me for being pro-life. So when we're looking at this, there are some states that are going more on the pro-life side. I welcome that. There are some states that are going more on the pro-choice side. I wish that wasn't the case, but the people decided. But when it comes to the federal law, which is what's being debated here, be honest, it's going to take 60 Senate votes, a majority of the House, and a president to sign it. So no, we haven't had 60 Senate votes in over 100 years. We might have 45 pro-life senators. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than the Democrat president can ban these state laws. So let's find consensus. Let's agree on what, how we can ban late-term abortions. Let's make sure we encourage adoptions and good quality adoptions. Let's make sure we make contraception accessible. Let's make sure that none of these state laws put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty for getting an abortion. Let's focus on how to save as many babies as we can and support as many moms as we can and stop the judgment. We don't need to divide America over this issue anymore.
Thank you, Ambassador. Senator Scott.
The question is Nikki Haley a Christian? I would love to hear her make a statement on that. You're not dividing people. You don't decide whether people are divided, but you don't decide whether you tell the truth on if it divides people or not. You decide if you're going to tell the truth or not, and if it divides, that's just a byproduct of telling the truth. You know, I liked some of what she said because I do believe that there's no way a president can ban abortion through legislative power because it's just not going to happen. A president won't get that bill on his desk. It will never happen. So that's something that she said I think is appropriate and reasonable and smart. But the other stuff is milquetoast. I don't judge people for being pro-choice, and I don't want them to judge me for being pro-life. It's like, well, yeah, of course you say that because you're a coward. It ain't about judging people. It's about what is the truth. The truth is that people are murdering children because they don't want them. So they murder them. And when somebody goes off and she goes in this little rigmarole of a theology and try to point out that, you know, abortion is every individual person's choice and the government should do this and do that. And it, she failed to mention that maybe we should teach people to stop, to close their legs and stop having sex if they're not ready to have children. Listen to people that have had abortions. They have had sex recklessly and then decided they didn't want the kid because it'll cramp their style. And women done had multiple abortions. That's most of the abortion statements. It ain't the woman that's having a medical crisis. It's not the person that was raped, a kid, a person from incest. Because unfortunately, people that get raped and that are involved in incest, a lot of times they don't tell anybody. They don't even tell anybody they got raped. A lot of times. So really what it mostly is, and you can look up the statistical data, over 99% of people are having elected abortions because they just sleeping around. Abortions, see, people don't want to get to the meat and potatoes of why this is a moral issue. All you're doing is turning these women into 304s, whores. Can I just be honest? You're making, you're creating a whore culture. Because what happens is, if you had to deal with the consequences of your actions, you would be more selective about who you lay up in your bed. Can we keep it real? A man who do not have any interest in pursuing you, that's just good looking and have a nice car and a nice job or whatever you want to add in there, and he sweet talk you at the bar, you ain't finna let that man get in them sheets if he ain't going to provide for you, because if you have a baby, you're going to be stuck. But see, if they give women the ability to kill the kid, regardless if the man wanted or not, then that's an out. You can have as much sex as you want and without consequences. You cannot tell, nobody on earth can tell me that that's not a true statement. Men do the same thing. It's a little difficult for men because a woman can just have a kid. Especially if you got a lot of money, she gonna have a kid whether she wanted or not. Cause she finna make you, she finna milk you. If you ain't got no job, she having an abortion. If you rich, she keeping your kid. That's why it's a woman's choice. No, it's a woman's choice to be selfish. I'm telling you right now, name a woman who had abortion with a millionaire. Name one. Now, why would you have an abortion with a millionaire? You're going to have that fool giving you taxes for 18 years. You don't even have to work if you have a baby with a millionaire. You don't have to work. They paying you thousands of dollars a month. You can sit at home, twiddling your thumb, and be sleeping with Tyrone on the side. And then you mess around and sleep with Tyrone. He ain't worth nothing. And then now you got two kids, but the one man is paying for both of your kids, and you and Tyrone. But it's a woman's body, a woman's choice. Now, make a choice not to be out there in the streets. Like, this is the thing that I feel like we need to, like, reduce this down to. Every woman that has had an abortion, if you could interview her and say, what were you doing? Whose kid is that? Could this have been prevented? If the answer is yes, then this is completely preventable stuff. Why are we still continuing as a country to follow lockstep in this? And Nikki Haley, what she said, I think was reasonably fair, but I still think she milquetoast, because I would never get on the stage and say, well, we should leave it out of this, and I don't address the actual teaching and principles behind these abortions. Abortions ain't just being had because it's legal. It's because people are making poor decisions because they've been told they have an out. When I was young and full of testosterone, looking for whatever I could get on a scavenger hunt, I knew that if something hit the fan, the girl was just having an abortion, right? Before I got saved, that's what I thought. So I was negligent. I didn't even care. I was rolling the dice. And if she get pregnant, I'll have an abortion. And then I got saved and realized that God ain't right. Y'all hold the phone, I'll be back at the break.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Tokolova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others, Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Tokolova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Tokolova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
ReliefFactor.com studio.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to bring in a caller, Ed from California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Tatum. I just had a quick comment for you. I appreciate you bringing up this issue because it seems I found a pattern in of the left taking minority issues, you know, like the health crises that women face in this abortion decision or rape or incest and legislating for the majority issues of the minority. And I work in a field where I talk to a lot of attorneys, and they tell me that in law school, they're aware that the letter of the law, there's going to be unfortunate circumstances, that the law isn't perfect. And so when it's applied, there are going to be those unfortunate cases, and that's where judges are supposed to come in and be able to make a difference in those circumstances in the application of the law. And I just see our system, how it's being taken advantage of, and really it's a disservice to our society as a whole, especially this topic of abortion.
Yeah, I agree, Ed. Thank you so much for the call. I agree 1,000%. It's all smoke and mirrors and snake oil salesmanship around the entire country, both parties, behind our backs. We're focused on working on a job, providing for our family and the such, and they back their scheming. They find the ways to scheme. We thinking, dang, they really decided to do that. They didn't decide to do that because they think it's right. They decided to do that because it's politically expedient. They trying to make a political move at your behest. If I said that word right. If I didn't say it right, forgive me. Charge to my head, not my heart. They doing it on your at the cost of your sanity. You know, this whole abortion thing, the Democrats used to say, they say, I think it's like legal but rare or something like that. They really used to not advocate for abortions. Now they full throttle, full term abortions. You ask any of them, because this is the thing. This is where they get caught in the pickle, because they hate God and they're evil, and they're trying to. They want women to be promiscuous. They want you to make mistakes because they want you to be on the government dole and the system and your baby daddy and family's breaking up and all this. They want you to be that way. That's why they want you to have the ability to have abortions. And they want to get rid of black people who are dumb enough to vote for them to keep aborting their kids. This is what they're doing strategically. And anybody with a connected brainstem understands that it's not right. That it is not right. Abortion is never right. It was never meant to be right. It only causes problems. And they always get caught in a pickle because it's completely ridiculous to even fathom supporting abortions. How are they caught in a pickle, Mr. Tatum? It's because if you say it's my body, my choice, the question is, when does it become your body, your choice? When you're 15? When you're 13, when you hit puberty, is it your body, your choice then? Because you can conceive. The baby is in your body. Oh, so it's not your body, your choice till you're 18. So therefore, somebody else is controlling your body, your choice. Now, who's making the decision when it's now your body and your choice? When you're 18, when you're 19, when you're 25? Explain to me who's making your body, your choice an option for you. And then when they talk about abortion, you say, okay. Let's have abortions. When is it not okay to have abortions? Because if it's okay at 6 weeks, it's okay at 7 weeks. From 7 weeks to 15 weeks. Okay, what's 15 weeks to 16 weeks? If it's okay at 15, it should be okay at 16. And if it's okay at 16, it should be okay at 18. 18 should be okay at 20. When is it not okay and why is it not okay? They can't answer that. They know it's ridiculous, because if it's your body, your choice, when you 8 months pregnant, it's no longer your body, your choice. Right before the baby crown, is it still your body, your choice? And can you make your body, your choice decisions outside of a doctor's supervision? That means if you want to put a coat hanger in there, can you put a coat hanger in there? Can you decide, I don't want the baby, I want to have an abortion right now? So it's not really your body, your choice. It's convenience sake to make arguments that most benefit you, and you are not consistent and realistic at all. Hold the phone.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Invaded is coming to Salem Now. After two wars and 20 years, are we safer now? Pre-order the uncensored version of America Invaded at SalemNow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, you're looking for something that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. My wife takes Relief Factor. Mother-in-law takes Relief Factor. There's a whole bunch of people I know take Relief Factor and it works, which is why I'm excited and proud to tell you guys about it. And I want you to
participate with the rest of the country. No, I'm just playing. It's about 1 million people that have tried Relief Factor's Quick Start Kit, and over 70% have ordered more. Let me give you a testimonial just real quick. I'm trying to read it real fast. Testimony from Alicia from California. See, I'm a grocery store worker, and I have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting any rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for the amazing product. So go to ReliefFactor.com right now. You can be like Alicia and release the pain with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4, Relief. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me go to Steve from New York. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hello?
Steve, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Yeah, let me take you off the speakerphone. Yeah, good evening. Yeah, just had a comment. One of the biggest reasons, actually, it's twofold, while urban crime in places like New York City where I live is up on the streets, like criminals getting a license to commit more crime, is twofold. Number one, post 2020 in the George Floyd riots, police have actively restrained themselves from enforcing the law against legitimate criminals. They don't want to be the next Derek Chauvin crucified in the courts for political reasons. That's number one. But also secondly, most and additionally important, is that many of the police are more concerned with pursuing people for political reasons. Like what's happening to Donald Trump on a national scale, he's a public figure. It's happening to countless other Americans who are not national figures, like the J6 protesters, rotting away in prison on trumped-up charges, no pun intended, for years on end, for things that are, again, mostly misdemeanors is what they should have been charged with. But, again, they're facing decades in prison. They have their lives ruined. Even if they were acquitted tomorrow, they have their lives turned upside down. They lost their jobs. In many cases, they lost their homes. They can't be reemployed by their former employers if they lost the business. That's not going to be rebuilt overnight. I mean, they've had their lives completely destroyed. And again, it's primarily for political reasons. And I had to say that, you know, the police are not your allies, and that this is a misnomer that many conservatives have, that the police are tacitly on your side. No, they're there to protect and serve the politicians. What's happening to Donald Trump is happening to many millions of people across this country, and it'll only continue to get worse. And my last comment with regard to the police, to just reillustrate my point, that they're not there to enforce the law, that they're primarily to enforce the political will of the dictators that rule us in Washington and every state house in the country. Look at the faces wearing the badges in many big cities in America. Like where I live in New York City, we have a majority-minority police department. What does that mean? Most of the cops in New York City come from the same two groups in New York who are responsible for most of the crime. To be brutally honest, blacks and so-called Hispanics in the big cities. They're the ones committing most of the murders in New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles, you name it. And that's where most of the police come from. And many of these people have a chip on their shoulder, a racial chip on their shoulder. They blame white Americans for the predicament that they find themselves in the ghettos. They think white Americans and white racism is responsible for the sorry economic and social conditions that you find in many inner city neighborhoods. That's the conceit that many of them have. So, again, it's a situation that's only getting worse. It's already a dire situation. It'll only continue to get worse unless people realize that, again, you live in a police state now. The movie that Dinesh D'Souza put out is aptly titled A Police State, because that's what we have right now. It's a totalitarian police state. And the only way to correct it, I'm afraid, is through a revolution, whether at the ballot box or otherwise. It's the only way this situation is going to redeem itself. Thank you.
Steve, thank you so much for calling in. Now I have to rebut just a few of those things. I disagree. I don't disagree in part that when you say the grand scheme of things, it does feel like a police state, especially on a federal level. But the everyday mom and pop, everyday person living in the community don't experience a police state. And everyday police officer is not out doing the agenda of the deep state. Most people just trying to live and try not to die on the way home and trying to make a living and get paid to protect and serve communities. That's what most cops are doing. So I can see how it may feel that way when you have a political agenda that matriculates down through government entities, which means that when they start to allow for people to protest in the middle of the street because it's Black Lives Matter and they're using their constitutional rights and they manipulate the Constitution and the cops have to stand down, although it's not really a constitutionally protected thing to commit crimes, I can see how people think that the vicariously the cops are experiencing it or living what these people want them to do. And I just don't think that on the grand scheme it's that way, but I do see how in small pockets of in situations people may feel that way. You know, on January 6th, people were trumped up on charges in some cases, and I think they were stupid enough to go to the Capitol thinking, what, you're not going to go to jail if you break in a Capitol building? So some of them had some fault in it, too. I mean, you can't be that dumb to think you're finna go into the Capitol building and fight cops and run in there, and you ain't going to go to jail at all? That's kind of crazy to me, and that's why I didn't do it. I didn't participate in that. I knew they weren't gangster. They weren't about nothing. They didn't come with guns or nothing. They not trying to overthrow nothing. They just want to run in there and go to jail and get a selfie online and didn't do nothing to prevent the vote. The vote came, it paused, they continued, and Trump was out. So I think they had some level of responsibility in it. But in that situation, I can see how a person may feel that it's a deep state operation. But I don't think we live in a police state, and I don't think the police are inherently against you. I don't believe that to be the case.
My son was saying, Mom, why are you paying so much for this? The supplement store has the exact same thing. And I said, no, they don't. You know, because he was telling me that they have similar products as Balance of Nature. But then when he came over to my house and he looked at the label of the Balance of Nature about all the, you know, ingredients and everything, he realized, oh yeah, this is a superior quality, superior product.
Step into the new year with a new you. Start your journey to better health by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and signing up as a new preferred customer. You get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code Brandon.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Live in the PainFreeRelieffactor.com studios, this is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to bring in Brent from L.A. Brent, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer, Pastor, and Entrepreneur Tatum.
Thank you. What's up, Brent?
Well, tonight, I'm just calling in on impulse, and I do not have a well-researched concept or a statement, but I wanted to call you with a gut instinct I have that, you know, I have tremendous fears for, and I'm sensing extreme economic dangers that will affect the entire global economy, benefiting only the oligarchs and crushing those without this kind of these assets. And I've been trying to understand Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies and see if you agree that we might be needing to start calling them Bitcoin and seeing that we're dealing with a complete fiction here. Is there any reality? Because I know nothing about Bitcoin, and everybody I know knows nothing about them, and everybody's bewildered by them, but apparently they're the greatest investment in the world. And I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Brent, thank you so much for the call, and that's a good question. I don't know a lot about Bitcoin, but I do know that it's on the blockchain, and it's not backed by any real physical gold or anything tangible. It's almost like a hope and a prayer and a wish that people are living off of, and people are making money and losing money on it. But at the end of the day, it's not even subject to monitoring from the government, because it's on what they call the blockchain, which the government does not have access to hold you accountable for. Now, if money is going into your a bank account, then you have to pay taxes on it. But if you're just doing maneuvers within the sphere of hopefulness, because it's not backed by anything realistic, then a lot of people have a possibility of losing it all. And I don't know if it'll take down the entire economy, but I do think it's dangerous, because people are literally paying with things with Bitcoin, and they're manipulating people with Bitcoin. They got a concept called pump and dump. And in a pump and dump scheme, you come up with a Bitcoin or you come up with some kind of cryptocurrency. You get it popular by social media influence, demand. You get it popular and it goes up to $100 of Bitcoin or whatever your cryptocurrency is. People are looking at $10 million. And the individuals who are smart enough, or not smart enough, who are the cunning ones that know that it's going to take a nosedive, they pull all their money out, and it completely crashes to zero, turn into a penny stock, and people lose everything. It's actually, the government has made it illegal to do a pump and dump scheme. And so people are using Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, to do that. There's two sides to it. Some people think that if the people can control the currency outside of the government, it's the most authentic way to do business if the government shuts you down. But then also others believe it's the place where you can get most manipulated and ruin it all financially. Hold the phone. I'll be back after break.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Do you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast? You'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.